grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I am a little edgy. You know, my parents are here. What was that? Well, I'm a little edgier than normal. My parents are here. My friend Keith is here. My children are here. My grandchild is here, and it's his baptism. So I want this to go right. I don't want him at some point in time talking to the therapist going, you know, that sermon my grandfather preached on my baptism was so horrific that I just can't stand going to church anymore. But there are worse tasks that I've had. In fact, nervous is okay because it keeps you kind of on point a little bit. But there are other jobs that I would really not want to have. I learned early on when I was 16 years old that I did not want to be a mason's helper. Because a mason's helper, not this mason, he needs all the help he can get, but a mason's helper in terms of carrying bricks and cement blocks around all day. I did that for a day. That was enough to cure me of that idea. Another job I would not want to have is that of a substitute teacher. And that's because of the experience I had as a student watching what we did to substitute teachers. I can remember one teacher in particular when I was in junior high school. That was before they invented middle school. And she would come in and she would try to teach music class. And it never went very well. Because we were able to distract her. We were able to get her off subject. We were able to get her focused on all kinds of other things. And usually after about 15 minutes, she would just give up. And the class was ours. We had won. We were able then to talk about whatever we wanted to talk about, do whatever we wanted to do as long as we stayed within that room. And we had won. And that's the way it worked. I wonder if John had that same idea in today's gospel lesson. Now, you have to remember back to last week, and I know that was a long time ago, but last week, Jesus took a little child, put it on his lap, and said, "You need to take care of these little ones." Well, this is just a continuation of that same story. Jesus is still sitting on the floor with this child on his lap, trying to talk about taking care of the little ones. And John blurts out, "But I saw somebody who was trying to cast out demons in your name, and he wasn't one of us." Woo-hoo. Can't be doing that now, can you? What John found out was Jesus was no substitute teacher. And after answering the question, went right back on point. But to John's question, it really has to do with making sure we keep control of things, doesn't it? You know, John wanted to have that ID badge. You know, the shiny one that said disciple across the top, had his picture there. Not only the ID badge, but he would know the secret handshake and probably the passcode to the door to be able to get into the clubhouse. And not everybody can have that, you know, because if everybody has that, what happens? Well, it's total chaos. And then it's not a club anymore because it's open to everyone. So what's special about that? And after all, they were the 12 disciples. They were special. So we can't have somebody out there running around doing the things that we're supposed to be doing in the name of Jesus who's not part of our club. Because what's the good part about being in a club? That you can do things that other people can't. That not everybody's allowed. There's them, and then there's us. And us is always better than them. We have a club here, Club 567, and we have the Friday Morning Club, too. And they're the same sort of club. Not really a club, because they're open to anybody who wants to help out, to anybody who wants to learn who's a fifth or sixth or seventh grader. But there are other clubs that aren't necessarily that way. If you go to Disneyland and you figured you hadn't given Walt Disney's heirs enough money, you can join Club 33 for a mere initiation fee of $50,000 and then an annual dues of $15,000. You can go to the super secret jazz club they have in Disneyland. And not only that, you can do what other people in Disneyland can't. You can drink yourself silly, because that's one of the privileges of being in Club 33. You can eat at their five-star restaurant, which apparently is the best restaurant in Orange County, California. You can do all of those things as you're a member of this very special, exclusive club. Because a club's not really a good club unless it's exclusive. And anybody who's going to spend $50,000 to go to a jazz band in Disneyland certainly isn't going to be bothered by being on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. So John's looking for a club. He thinks he's in it. And Jesus says, not really. Because it's not about being a club, it's not about exclusivity, it's not about anything else except doing things in the name of Christ, doing things for the behalf of Christ, doing the work of God here in this place. And that's all it is, doing that work. You see, we have this misconception, I think, sometimes that the gift of faith we've been given is this sort of black and white stagnant thing that has a list of rules and don'ts and do's and things like that that allow us to understand exactly what it means to be a Christian and for us what it means to be a Lutheran. And we think if you stick to those things, well, then you got it right. But the problem with faith is that it's not a stagnant gift. It's not one of these things that we have that's clearly black and white and we got it down and we're right and everybody else is wrong. Because how can we be right and the Presbyterians across the street be wrong? Because if we're right, everybody else has to be wrong. Do you understand how that works? As long as we claim to be right, then we're saying everybody else is wrong. We've created exclusivity. We're telling the world that we're the place to be, and everybody else, you know, and there are Lutherans who believe that. Not here, of course. But if you go to other Lutheran churches and other Lutheran denominations, they don't want you there because you're not one of them. You don't play by their rules. You don't understand God the way they understand God. And so they're right and you're wrong. Well, we don't like to be wrong, do we? We want to be right. But the beauty of the faith that God has blessed us with is the fact that we're never going to be right. And we're always going to be wrong. But it's okay. As long as we give it our best shot. As long as we faithfully express our faith in the name of Christ. As long as we do those things that God calls us to do. Then it's okay. In a few moments, Callum is going to begin this journey that we're on. Because you see, faith is a journey, not a stagnant gift, but a journey that God places us on. And that journey only really works if we open our hearts and our minds to what God calls us to do, with the ability to try things that we haven't tried before, to understand things that we may not have understood, to be able to express our faith in ways that we may not have done before. And it is a journey that continues with an ebb and a flow that we can't predict. And I can't predict what's going to happen with Callum. But I do know and understand that God is going to bless him and give him opportunities that we all have. Some of them the same, some of them different. But opportunities all the same in terms of being able to serve. Opportunities to be able to express our faith. Opportunities to be able to praise God in a variety of different ways through what we say and most of all through what we do. And it is being open to those opportunities as we go on this journey of life that really matters the most. Because along with this journey of life is this gift of faith, this journey of faith that God places us on. And if we open our hearts and our minds to that journey, what we're going to find is in the end, where God sends us is going to make Mr. Toad's wild ride seem like nothing at all. That life is going to be the adventure God would have it be. And that we would have the opportunity to do incredible things, beautiful things, caring and loving things, all on the behalf of this God of life who has given us this grand journey of faith. Amen.